Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Jonesy, let's get to Kareem Jackson. He popped on the Triple Threat yesterday promoting his event, Tee Up with the Texans, and it was a good visit. He was asked about Romeo Crennel sliding back into the defensive coordinator chair, and Kareem said, hey, great to have Romeo back.
He's been doing it for so long. He just kind of has a knack for it, you know, and he put us in some great situations when, you know, he was calling it a couple of years back. He was just kind of putting guys in the right spot and making the right calls at the right time. And as a defensive guy, you go back and you kind of watch it and you think about the different situations that we have throughout the course of a game and him making certain calls, and it's usually the right call. It's a great call, and he put us in the situation to be successful. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to have him back.
That's been a comment. I mean, like, nobody's going to say, oh, man, I'm pissed Rack's back. So no one's going to say that. But it's been pretty effusive in the praise for Romeo Crennel from these defensive players. Another comment from Jackson on Crennel saying that Crennel, his – part where he excels as a DC, prep and the details.
In the previous years that he called it, he definitely made sure that we was well prepared and knowing what the other, you know, offense was going to do, you know, just little things that they could possibly do that he's seen, you know, throughout the course of a season that they may try to do if some things weren't working. But also he does a great job at making sure everybody in the room knows, you know, what they're supposed to do, you know, position wise and knowing the call and knowing what everybody else is supposed to do around you as well, you know, because as a DB, it's always great to know where your help is, know who's rushing, know if his ball has to come out hot. It was just different things like that, you know, just kind of paying attention to the small details. So he definitely does a great job at making sure everybody knows what's going on.
See, to me, this is all great, and I believe, you know, that he feels that way about Romeo, but I don't think it's a shot at Vrabel.
That's what I was getting at. That's what I was wondering, is if he can tout and bring up all those things about Romeo. Are there things that Romeo did that Vrabel didn't do? And by the way, Romeo Crennel's not without fault. He was in the building, too. Like, he's a part of that defensive failure last year, too, just like Mike Vrabel was.
Absolutely. Absolutely he was. He was there every day.
So it just seems like maybe there's a comfort level that's a little bit higher with Crennel that Vrabel wasn't going to get to here in Houston, maybe because Romeo was still in the building, or maybe Ever was just going to get there. And again, Romeo Crennel's one of the best defense coordinators ever. He's been doing it forever.
Yeah, he is.
And has had plenty of success in a lot of different stops in his career. Mm-hmm. So it would make sense that the players like and respect him.
And as far as Vrabel is concerned, I mean, he was up for multiple defensive coordinator jobs in the NFL. So it's not as if the league doesn't think he's capable. It's not a shot at Vrabel. And I said when he was hired at Tennessee, I really believe he's better as a manager of men, as a leader of a group, than as an X's and O's defensive coordinator. If your question is Romeo Crennel, and that's what Kareem Jackson was talking about there. Is Romeo Crennel better at X's and O's game plan defense than Mike Vrabel? Of course he is. As you just said, he's been doing it forever. But I just feel like Vrabel, it's not a shot at him, and I think he's more of a contemporary kind of leader than even Crennel, who hasn't been a good head coach.
It's interesting. Interesting dynamic there. And the Vrabel experiment just didn't work. It didn't work on hardly any level, and it'll be Crennel's job in what, if it doesn't work, will maybe be his last stop coaching. And if it does work, could be another year on his last stop coaching in his coaching career. John Lopez, Cody Stutes, or should I say John Gomez, Corey Stutes, in the loop with you today, Sports Radio
Gomez.
610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.